FMR Fine Food is cooking up a storm with gourmet guide Jenny Handley. A dash of the delicious.
Welcome to FMR Fine Food, the show that guides you to what's new, local and delicious on the Cape culinary landscape. I'm Jenny Handley, editor of the Gourmet Guide online magazine and curator of South Africa's plate ratings for restaurants. I know Chef Darren Badenhorst from Plate at Le Coin Francais in Franschhoek for his cutting-edge cuisine, and now he's opened up Dusk in Stellenbosch with Chef Callan Austin. It's new, it's thought-provoking, and we'll be pushing the boundaries of what we know as fine dining. So Darren, welcome to the show so that you can tell us more.
Thanks so much, Jenny. I appreciate it.
Well, let's start with explaining what is going to be happening at Dusk.
So Dusk is basically, it's a concept that I've been working on for a while, and you aptly said thought-provoking. We're trying to create something that's unique from a dining experience, but also unique from an employment point of view, where we're focusing a lot on mental health, on work-life balance for our employees, and we're trying to sort of just rejuvenate the industry, but there's a lot of hard work that goes into it, of course. There's a lot of commitment, a lot of sacrifice. We're just trying to find a bit more balance and allow employees to go through the same process that we go through as well. We're doing hugely sort of experimental, thought-provoking, interactive, collaborative concepts within the space. It's very sort of New York side alley, sexy, edgy, dark, mysterious. You don't really know what's there until you step through the doors. So we're just going to kind of play on that concept and just take diners on a journey that's hopefully unique from anything else that they've had in the country.
Well, it's open and it sounds really exciting. How would you describe the actual food?
So very very interactive. There's going to be a lot of table side. We're not limiting or labeling our cuisine style. We're not going to say that we're French or we're Asian, or we're not even saying that we're fusion. We're doing what we feel is good for the season. We're breaking the seasons down into 8 parts, not 4. Seasons are far more intricate than just 4 seasons. And we really are hearing local ingredients. We're finding really unique ingredients, things like Kalahari truffles and snail roe. So lots of really interesting things. And we want to just showcase sort of ingredients and concepts and processes and techniques that people haven't seen before.
And Darren, how many courses will be in a menu?
So it's a 13-course menu. It's curated as a journey, so the journey itself flows through the courses. Obviously, it can sound daunting hearing 13 courses, but there's loads of small courses and interactive courses and themed courses, so there's a lot going on, but it's designed in a way that it really flows beautifully.
And talking of flow, you are now flowing your talent from Franschhoek to Stellenbosch. What made you choose Stellenbosch as the venue?
I've always loved Stellenbosch, and I feel that it's really hitting its stride now from a tourism point of view, from a young professional, expendable income, and sort of the university side of it has always been a big part of Stellenbosch, but that young professional market now has really shot off. It's very hungry for in-depth dining experiences. And obviously through COVID, there's been a couple of places that have closed down, so that niche has kind of opened up a bit. And I think Stellies is ready for something along those lines, and we're keen to give it to them.
I'm sure. And talk to me about the wine part of the experience.
So we'll hear a lot of the local wines. We will do a beverage flight. So we specifically call it a beverage flight and not a wine pairing, because we're going to use some really interesting other styles of beverage pairing as well. We have a local sake being made at Stellenbosch University. We have some other interesting styles of ferments. I have some wine that I've had made personally from grapes that Callan and I have collected. So we really are trying to take not just the food side, but also the wine side to the next level. And within that, we still obviously would like to showcase the region. So we collaborate. We've done dozens and dozens of pairings. That's been a good, fun couple of months for us exploring all the local farms. So we're happy to hear of them as well, but we're going to make it pretty intricate and unique.
Wow, it's sounding more and more fabulous. And I know music plays a big role in it.
Yes, yes. So for me, food has always been one element of what the experience is, and music is a big part of my life, and that's something that I believe adds value to your dining experience. So with all the renovations that we've done, we've added it's very sort of edgy and dark and black marble with white vein. It's minimalistic, but it's quite sort of electric in feel. So what we've done is we've taken the music sort of to the polar opposite side, and we're going really classical. So Mozart and Bach and beautiful instrumentals that are really sort of thought-provoking, and they bring emotion, and emotion links to food really well.
It does. And it sounds like you have carefully considered absolutely every aspect of the dining experience. So congratulations on opening.
Thank you.
I'm sure you're going to get rave reviews, and let it just take Stillies by storm.
Yes, it's exciting for us. It's great. I don't know if you know the journey with Callum, who's my partner in the project, and him and I have, I've been his mentor for over 10 years. He was my first trainee. So it's really exciting for me to have seen his career grow and to mentor him through it, and now to put him on a pedestal to start shining, which is great.
Well, that's wonderful, and congratulations to both
of
you. Thank you. That was Chef Darren Badenhorst of this wonderful new restaurant called Dusk. For mouthwatering recipes and more, visit gourmetguide.co.za. Yours free to enjoy and share. Happy cooking!
FMR Fine Food was Cooking Up a Storm with Gourmet Guide Jenny Handley. A dash of the delicious.